Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
With Jesus' joy in your heart, welcome Pastor Shola Oshomakinde. Amen. Pastor will be having a session tonight, another session tomorrow morning, a longer session tomorrow morning. Don't miss any of these encounters. But can you do that shout for Jesus again tonight?
If you want to shout, you can shout very well. Can somebody give God praise in the house tonight? The presence of God here tonight is very strong. How many people can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the atmosphere of glory all over this place tonight? Shall we rise together for a moment? Let me first of all start by appreciating. There are things the Spirit of God is doing already, but I just want to appreciate our Daddy Gio. You know what just happened with his session? It just opened a portal for us to come in. I'm sure many of us perceive that. What a father, what a man of God. It's a privilege standing here tonight, and I appreciate the General Overseer of Redeemed Christian Church, or we say General Overseer of Nigeria, or probably General Overseer of the whole world. We love Daddy Gio so much and Mommy Gio, and we appreciate them for their love, for their trust also in allowing people even outside the stream of Redeemed to come here to minister. We love them. We can put our hands together for them and appreciate them one more time. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate my brother and my dear friend and his wife. When I become a little more anointed, I'll be able to shout like Pastor Daniel. But for now, I'm following him. Let's appreciate Pastor Daniel and his wife. Wonderful man. Hallelujah. I could have waited for my own time. I love listening to this man anytime, any day. There is so much fire that he carries. We love you, sir. Hallelujah. Tonight will be a brief one, and then we are going to continue tomorrow. I would have just said we should have just continued praying and not share. But see, here is one of the divine patterns that you must be acquainted with. God does not just do things. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, you know, when they cried to him, he did not just heal them. He sent his word. Because beyond touching you, God wants to teach you. You can only communicate what you know. You might not be able to communicate what you feel. So many times when you come for a conference like this, nothing much has happened if you have only prayed and you have sweated, but you have not received an instruction, a teaching, or a leading. Can I hear me? You know what I'm saying? By the time many take their time to rest tonight, the word of the Lord will come to you. There will be several open visions tonight. Listen, you better say amen very well. I'm announcing what I am saying. Whether you rest for 2-3 hours or less than that, it will be a night of encounter, personal one, that will transform your life. Now, let's say, I'm not saying we should sit. We are young people. Let's stand. We'll sit in a while. I need to stand with you for just a few minutes. So if you don't mind, whatever you are, keep standing. It's a standing night. But then I will tell you to sit after a while. I'm not taking more time tonight. I will just introduce what we are about to enter into. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only people who have had an encounter with God can be living witnesses for God. It is impossible to be a witness without an encounter. This is why I desire strongly that everyone tonight, let me tell you this story. When I was in my final year, I decided, that's why I don't go for many meetings up to now, but any meeting I go for outside there, now something just happened between that Jew and myself, I don't go for many meetings. But if I go for a meeting at all, that day I left, you know, so about 5:30 in the morning. The meeting was in Lagos. It was 31st night. I go to that meeting 7 a.m. It was supposed to be a vigil, but I was there. I sat down from 7 in the morning. I think I must have stood up only 2 times to go east myself and to come back. I sat down till the meeting started by 9 p.m. I was praying. So when the meeting ended, I saw the glory of the Lord. There was this oil. Where I was lying down, I woke up in the morning and I saw physically. I get careful about sharing stuff like this because some might not understand. Physically, I saw oil on my pillow. I couldn't touch anything because whatever I thought, like a current. There is a way to attend a meeting, and when you attend a meeting, do not seek for any other thing except a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. Before I ask you to sit down, this is the scripture we are going to read. Acts chapter 26, and I'll start from 16. Please follow me. We must go into the word beyond praying. We must pray, but we must go. Because Acts 6:4, we must give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. There are 2 legs on which the supernatural is standing, not 1 leg. Now, the Bible says, this is Paul recounting his experience with Jesus when he stood before Agrippa. He said, but rise. So he's saying what Jesus said to him there. Rise and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. Put your hand on your chest. Say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, say it in a stronger way. In the name of Jesus. I am a minister and a witness of the power of the Holy Ghost. Say loud amen to that. Paul said that Jesus said to me, I have appeared to you for this purpose. I don't just appear. When I appear, I make you 2 things. A witness and a minister. A minister and a witness. All of you have read John, 1 John chapter 1. John said that which we have heard from the beginning, we have seen with our eyes, we have handled with our hands, then we declare to you. You will not be able to declare Jesus to your generation until you first of all see him with your eyes and touch him. This is what YMR is about. To have a face-to-face encounter. I'm about to talk about 4 encounters tonight that must happen to every Christian. Things are being battered there tonight. This is one meeting that will change your life forever. John said that when he got to Peter, 2 Peter 1, Peter said, we are not followed, cunningly devised fable. He said, but we are eyewitnesses. We saw Jesus on them. And he said, but we also have a more sure word of prophecy. But he said, we are eyewitnesses. If we are eyewitnesses, we don't tell you fables. We tell you what is authentic. The way someone will be commanded the supernatural when this meeting is over. Because you have become an eyewitness of the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I will build on this tomorrow. Just an introduction. There are encounters in the word of God. Several. You see, I don't know why that Figure 4 is very important to God. Pardon, I can come down. Now, you can sit. You can sit for a while. Hey, is someone with me tonight? Tell your neighbor every amen, every hallelujah counts. So can I hear a loud amen? Why that figure four? You remember? And this word is already going on now. Many of you have read the vision of Ezekiel. One of the encounters that he had with God. And an angel appeared. And dimensions are being measured for people tonight. So the angel started with Ezekiel 47. He said the angel measured. First, start from verse 3. 1,000 cubits. Maybe tomorrow I will explain the meaning of 1,000. What does it represent? The spirit. Then Ezekiel entered the water. Water represents the spirit. And he said the water reached the ankle. Ankle water is when the anointing comes once in a while. Then Ezekiel said the angel measured another 1,000. And the river reached the nail. Then the angel measured another 1,000. Now, the river reached the waist. Then the angel measured one more 1,000. Then the river became a river that you could only swim in. In any meeting like this, there are people at ankle level. There are people at knee level. There are people at waist level. But there are people who are submerged. One of the purposes of God is to move you from one cadre to another. Everybody say four. You remember very well. When Elijah was about to be taken to heaven, in 2 Kings chapter 2, then he said to Elisha, "The Lord has sent me to Gilgal." Everybody say one. Then he said, "Wait." Elisha said, "No, Gilgal is ankle." He said, "The Lord has sent me to Bethel." Say two. Then Elisha said, "No, I won't wait." Then he said, "The Lord has sent me to Jericho." Elisha said, "No." Then he said, "The Lord has sent me to Jordan." When they got to Jordan, he said, "Boy, what exactly do you want?" This is the problem with many people. You are asking for double portion in Gilgal. You are wrong. The blank check of what do you want does not come to you at Gilgal. It does not come to you at Bethel. It does not even come to you at Jericho. It only happens in Jordan. That is the fourth level. Hey, is someone thirsty tonight? Are you following me? But I want to illustrate these four dimensions. Is that Minister Femi Okunogia? Bless you, sir. I want to illustrate these four dimensions from stories of some people in the Bible. Encounters that you must have. Now, let me say, it might not follow any pattern, but before God shows up and puts something unusual on a man, these four dimensions, you must have it. Four encounters. There are more than four. But certainly when you have these four, something begins to operate in your life. Number one is found in Genesis 22. It is called Moriah encounter. Please write it down. The Lord is speaking to some people right now. You begin to understand how never to be on the same. Why you have prayed much. Why you attend a meeting like this. And it's like you can feel the anointing, but you are not working. God does not break protocols. Make no mistake about it. Brethren, anointing is expensive. Daddy said there are dimensions. It is true. When God wants to give a man a dimension that controls a nation, it is not something that is cheaply obtained. Moses was on the mountain. The children of Israel were fighting at the valley. That's Exodus 17 or so. And Moses lifted up his rod, and Israel was winning. And Moses lowered his rod, and Israel was losing. Have you ever considered the fact that it took Moses time to realize that, hey, when my hand is up, we are winning? That means when the hand was down, some soldiers died. They did not die because they could not fight. They died because Moses' hands. When the Lord commits people into your hand, it's a serious matter. So the Lord doesn't joke with it. I get what I'm saying. This, in Numbers 12, Aaron and Miriam began to speak against Moses. Miriam became leprous. God was not a chauvinist or anything. Miriam had no spiritual cloth. What? But you know what? They were both criticizing Moses, but nothing happened to Aaron. But Miriam became a leper because Aaron was wearing an anointed garment. When Aaron was going to die, all that God asked Moses to do, take him to the top of the mountain, remove the clothes and give his son. He removed the clothes and the guy died. There are things that when they are on you, creation will respect you. Whether Nigeria or America, there are forces and there are people they know. Are you following me? Have you heard Jesus we know, Paul we know before? Moriah encounter. God might not start you with this, but you will go through it. It is an encounter where you get to a point that you prove to God. It takes you to an experience where you prove to God that there is nothing in your life more valuable than God. Can I hear me? The story there was when God called Abraham and he said, I want your son, your only son Isaac. I gave you Isaac, but I want Isaac. You have waited for 100 years to have Isaac. I want Isaac. If you read the rest of the story, we will go to a bit of this and the ministry of man tomorrow. Ministry of man. Our man must be responsible for opening you up to another dimension. We come to that tomorrow. But are you following me? When the old test ended, the Bible said, and God tested Abraham. Then God swore and said to Abraham that, in blessing, you have touched something in me. I'm about to give you a covenant. And believe me, brother, God is a covenant keeping God. God can look at a man like many people tonight. There are things that you go through with him, and he personally gives you a promise or a covenant that as far as you are concerned, when that happens to you, you begin to live on another plane. At least I know one guy. The Lord spoke to him. He did something. And he said, the angel sort of appeared and said that, let Nigeria go underground in recession. You, we have sworn nothing. The same business was doing any naira. Now they're paying dollars for everything. He is too rich and doesn't know what to do with money. I've seen people give up blank check before. But I'm not talking about covetous Christians. I'm talking about something obtained from the place of covenant. So God swore to Abraham that he said, you have done this, not keeping your own son away from me. He said, in blessing. And he began to give words. Moriah is a place where, listen, if God takes you there and you fail him, when you offer prayer, what you miss in Moriah cannot be fixed by fasting and prayer. It might not be something material. It is a situation where you prove to God that there is nothing in your life, nothing that the king cannot call on. Nothing is more important to you than the presence of God in your life. There's no possession that is bigger than God in your life. He It is one major encounter that witnesses, living witnesses, must have in their lives. Believe me sincerely, it's beyond thinking that, Lord, all I have belongs to you. It will set up a test. Did somebody just hear this? Part of what is happening in these retreats, the Lord will start setting up people. It is not a wicked plan. It is that your absolute devotion to God must be proved. You know, I saw it that God said to Abraham that, now I know that you fear me. So God didn't know him since chapter 12. When he left his house, he said, now, thank you, now I know. Now I know. Daddy spoke about dimensions. Everybody here, you are known by God at a level. But there is a knowing higher than the knowing right now. To some it's a song. To some it's a covenant. I will tell you this story. I will not mention the name of the ministry, but quite a number of people here might have heard the story before. A doctor told me, because somehow maybe was involved, an older doctor met me one day and he told me the story. This girl was a worker, a choir leader, actually, wonderful worshiper. She got into sin, got involved with a guy, and got pregnant. They said the first thing that happened, she had a supernatural visitation. And the Lord said to her, you only need to ask me to forgive you. Don't add sin to sin. Do not abort. Because she was considering her reputation and she was about to abort. I was told that God sent about 5 different prophets to her. Girl, you are pregnant. The Lord has forgiven you. Don't abort this baby. But you know, some people are stubborn as eagles. She went ahead. She did the abortion. Everyone she met, so years after she got pregnant, she got married, and she couldn't have a child. Everywhere she turned, they want to pray. Those who with the gift of word of knowledge or word of wisdom, they'll just say, ah, madam, oh, the heavens are angry. Kill her, shame. And she will tell her, so she will begin to cry. By the time she went to the 5th man of God, who picked it by the Spirit, God just picked it. And said, this happened to you. Say, madam, your own case is different. God will forgive anybody, but you were warned. You had a face-to-face encounter with God, and you still went ahead. Say, forget about him. Then she met this man. They told me, Obadari Ogbod. When she sat in his office, the man wanted to pray for her. He just prophesied again by the Spirit. He said, ah, madam, you offended the heavens. He said, after supernatural warning, you still did this. He said, the case is closed. And the girl fell down and said, Lord, is this the end of my life? I won't have a child. The man was going. But when he heard her cry, he turned back. He just looked up and said, Lord, at this level of our relationship, can I possibly ask you for something and say no to me? He didn't even wait for an answer. He said, madam, go home. You have a child. By the following year. See, there are those who can hold the hand of God. They can call God's integrity and God will have no choice. Have you read the Bible before? Do you know that God does not joke? When he said to Moses, I am angry with Israelites. I'm going to wipe them off and I'll make a great nation. Moses told God that, Oga, and this will. The last part of that scripture says, and God repented. Yet Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that should repent, neither is the son of man, but Moses made him to repent. He said to Moses, ah, you fold my hand. He said, really, I want to deal with them, but how do I look at your face when I say no to you? He said, for your sake, they are pardoned. Do you know that one man can change the destiny of Nigeria? One quiet conversation. In certain things about that NGO along that dimension before. Men that for whose sake God will do certain things, and yes. You see, I'm an excellent observer. I don't want to say too many things. I have seen major meetings holding here in the midst of serious unrest in the country. It will just stop about 2 weeks of your program. How many of you wonder? Have you seen that before? The convention, the Congress. Go back and check. When Nigeria was facing severe attacks, there were moments that Holy Ghost Congress will come, all attacks will just stop and then resume again after. Daddy said it today about weather. It's as if there are people that God feels that He holds them. He holds. O-W-E, He holds them. Something. Moriah encounter. Brethren, I must share this with you. In the midst of your praying, the Lord noticed that as you pray. Prayer is not negotiable for a Christian, but He also demands certain things after you have prayed. Son, lovest thou me more than this? Number two, for time I want to rush. It is called Peniel encounter. Genesis 32. In a Bible study, we look deeper into these things. How many of you remember Jacob's encounter with an angel? The Bible says he was left alone. God bless my Daniel for this retreat. Some of you, God has told you to leave your family to come and be alone here. The angel appeared when Jacob took his wife and the sons. He crossed over, bye-bye, and he came back. As soon as he was left alone. Do you know God has been waiting for some of you to be alone? That alone. See, there are prayers you will pray in groups during this meeting. There are also prayers that you will pray alone. It is called alone with God. That one look, he wrote a book about that. When Jacob was left alone, the Bible says a man, guy, at the beginning of God dealing with you, you will think he's a man. Do you really think a man invited you for this retreat? Pastor Daniel painted a poster. Yes, they announced. But you see, when Jacob first saw the guy, he saw a man. But by daybreak, which represents light, he realized that this is no ordinary man. But see, the Bible says, Jacob said there, what happened in Peniel? The guy ended up asking him one question. What is your name? What is your name? Peniel is a deep experience. It's like Gilgal. Your heart is circumcised. You are born again, but you have not been transformed. It is in Peniel that all lusts, greed, anger, things that God, He knows that when you get to Jordan and the power falls on you, if you don't go through Peniel, you will destroy, you will do much harm than good. He appeared to Jacob before then. He saw a ladder going to heaven. But one night God said that the time has come when we must make a structural adjustment to your life. Who are you? That was one question he had never answered to anybody. When his father said, who are you? He lied that I am Esau. Because his name was a shame, supplanter. There are believers, even though you are spirit-filled, you pray, but you manipulate. You are spirit-filled, but there is anger. There is unforgiveness. There is pride. There is lust. You need Peniel. There are things that the Spirit of God will not do in your life if you have not crossed through Peniel. There's a dimension of grace that they will not let you undo if you have not been to Peniel. Because it's not for your good. The fact that you have not been to Peniel, you will misuse it. How many times have you heard of somebody pastoring young beautiful ladies and sleeping with them? How many times have you heard? It is in Peniel. And the Lord, I just saw born in the heart of that when I was busy. The Lord does not want this to continue. A new priesthood must arise. That's why you are all here tonight. And you cannot repeat the mistakes of those who have gone ahead of us. So God takes this encounter seriously. So that you will be a vessel thoroughly furnished. Everybody say Penel. You know, it doesn't sound like a shouting message tonight. I am helping you to see, when you are praying, things that God is looking at. I bring you more than a song, for the song in itself is not what you have required. You search more deeper within. As your mouth is praying, the Lord is searching more. What impact have I made in your life is what the Lord is asking. Number one, have you been to Moriah? Can I safely, as your father said, that this girl has nothing in her life, she will never possess anything that is more than me? And can I say that I have transformed you so much inside that the things, see, it was 40 years in Joshua chapter 5, 40 years after they left promised land, that the Lord told Joshua to make knife and circumcise them. And he said, today the reproach of Egypt is taken away. They left Egypt 40 years ago. Egypt left them 40 years after. This is why there's need for Bethel. You don't know how many things are you. You think some people are humble? No, it's not, they are not rich yet. When I was in UI, many will spend time holiday sleeping on the floor in chapel UI. They are still doing that now, fasting and praying. Some of them are across the UK now. They don't believe in Jesus anymore. They are abusers on social media as Nigerians who are religious. These were guys that we did 40 days together in school. Penel. What is in me that can destroy me? Because when the anointing comes, it amplifies everything. It gives you authority over people. They submit themselves even when you are asking them to do something wrong. And not too many Christians take stand if an anointed boss is asking them for something wrong. Do you know how many ladies have counseled by their own pastor? Penel. So the Lord looks at it, Penel. You don't know there is pride inside. You think you are humble. Until your colleague is exalted above you. Penel. Penel. You don't know you are greedy until you are married. Penel. So Jacob had it. And he had a scar to show for it. He began to leap. Because he was used to running away on his legs. Running from his brother. Running away from the house. Running away from Laban. So the angel touched his leg. Thou shalt not run again. Penel. Is somebody seeing the reason to tabernacle with God and pray? There is need for spiritual surgery. We all have things that God must remove. Show me any minister of the gospel working the supernatural. I will show you times when the Lord demanded, when he told them things. Pastor Nathaniel showed me what led to the revolution of his son around Nigeria. The same thing minister do say. Nobody rises without certain demands that God will leave you alone if you are not ready for it. When he said, Lord, we are ready for business, he says that, son, I must circumcise you. The third one for time, it is Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Hey. Not my will, but your will. He might have taken away flesh from you, lust from you. He might have been able to ascertain that there's nothing you can give him, but there's still one more. That is the area of purpose. You see, sir, Moriah has to do with a test of possession. Penel has to do with a test of personality. Your personality. Are you a lost person? Are you the third one? Gethsemane is a test of third P, purpose. That is when you have a scholarship. You know, it happened to my friend, a full scholarship. Mommy, and he was about to go to Canada. And in the morning, as he began to worship, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the Lord told him that, no, you're not going anywhere. Stay in Nigeria. But Elton had pastored for many years abroad, teaching the word. One day, Jesus appeared for him and said, Elton, my son, When will you start the ministry I've given you? He said, "Oh, I tell you, Eleven she ministry." And God said, "No, that is your own. Go to Nigeria. Don't go to Lagos. Go to Elisha." A white man, since Biotin landed in Nigeria, he never returned till he died. His wife and the children, none of them had gone back to UK. Everybody, even that, everybody, top fathers of faith, there was none of them that did not sit at Biotin's feet to learn. People were coming from all over the world to meet him in the kitty. People like that, he prophesied Holy Ghost baptism. It's a priority that prophesied NCCF, NYSC. He gave a prophecy that federal government will start sending people what is called NYSC. People like that are the ones that God will say, "Can I hide? Should I hide my plan from Abraham?" If a man left London to come to Ekiti, beating my mosquito, taking anti-malaria, for my sake, can I hide anything from such a man? For some of us, our journey with God has not reached all those things. Purpose. There are people listening to me now. You have never cleared it with God whether you should travel or not. Even within Nigeria, where should you be? Is God only interested in Lagos and Port Harcourt and Abuja? Get me, sir. This matter is so serious that even our Lord Jesus Christ, he was sweating as thick as blood. He saw the cross. All the while he was prophesying about the Father, "Destroy this temple, I'll build it in 3 days." When the day drew close, he said, "Lord, not thy will." Brethren, it is not all the will of God that is sweet. After, I will fast from Sunday, from Monday till Sunday, for church to grow. Some of the leaders, they understand. We will move from 24 people to 14 after 7 days fasting. I'll fast again. We'll move from 14 to 8. Finally, something happened and we started. We were joining church. I wanted the place of worship. "I love you, Lord." When you tell him you love him, be careful. "I love you, Lord." And he said that if I ask you to step down as the pastor, hand over to someone else and become a member, will you do it? I was very honest. I said, "No, sir." Kilo day. But after a while, I realized, "Lord, if that is your way, some things will not start happening until God." Purpose. What's your plan for your life? But then, versus what is God's plan? That is guessing me. When Jesus started, an angel quickly appeared and said, "This is a serious matter," and began to strengthen him. He began to strengthen him. Purpose. As I'm seeing wonderful looking young people all over this place, maybe over 20,000, over 30,000 people, I don't know, here this evening, this message is challenging you. Yes. His purpose might not be what you want to hear. Some believe the encounter you are looking for here is that you want to go and start a ministry, and God is not asking you to start anything. He wants you to become an associate to somebody. Oh Lord, thank you. It's all blessed tonight. The fourth one. I have to stop. I wasn't even looking at time again. Wherever I stop, we continue. The fourth one is upper room. That is where power, and that is the one people love. Upper room. It's all blessed tonight. Shikalabaya. Let's rise.
Oh Jesus.
Listen to me, everyone. Do you know what just happened tonight? I just gave you things you must settle with God.
Yes, sir.
If God speaks to you about any of these things tonight or the fall, your speed will surprise even you.
Yes, sir.
The Lord does not hold power. But for our good, he wants certain things to put people in place. Otherwise, the power will destroy you. It has destroyed many. So he wants to meet you at these four angles. So that when it's done, there is a man of God, a man sent from God. In 2023, nations will be at the mercy of some of you here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There are those who are assisting to work on camera, to work on things here. Events will just happen by the Spirit of God and you are out of the country. You are in a nation. And in 1 year, your impact is being heard by everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
And God will position people in different fields. Not only ministers, in terms of the world, different fields. The harvest is plenteous. Lift up your right hand, everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Tonight, reveal yourself to me in any encounter that I meet. I want to stand there and watch us pray for 3 minutes from the depth of our hearts. Everyone, let us pray. Two more minutes, everybody pray.
My God,
search me, O Lord. It is good that this is happening on day one. It will be a foundation. I will have an encounter with God that will not be something that can be denied. But I start tonight. What is in me, Lord, that you don't want? What haven't I been able to give to you? Which area of my life that you are not yet, Lord? Show me tonight and I will adjust. Somebody pray. What is blocking an encounter with you? I have been to a meeting like this before, but this one will be a different one. Anything in my life that you don't like, Lord, let's iron it out now. Say it, Lord, show me. Then remove it.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Daniel, please come, sir.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Just before we came here this evening, I was playing a message. I was in line, I sat on a chair, and I saw a vision. I don't know the formula yet. I actually saw two. I only share one because maybe it has something to do with this. I don't know, but I'm just led to share it now. That will be about 7 p.m. this evening. I was where they pulled me, and I sat down, put the pillow behind me, listening to a message on my phone. I saw a boy, a little child, known by everyone in the area. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know, as a handicapped boy. And then everybody saw when the boy died. And a few of us went to where the boy was buried. And then we sort of opened the coffin, believing that something will happen. And the boy came back to life. Then it became a national news that somebody who was having a deformity, a small boy, died and came back to life. And then I saw TVs and everything carrying it. And I was wondering, a part of it I know, that one of the things that will characterize in 2023 and, characterize 2023 and beyond, what is called era of notable miracles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, some people still think that church folks are faking it.
Yes, sir.
Until people that the old world they know.
Kai.
Popular singers, popular this, that everybody knows about the deformity. It will be like that man by the beautiful gate. Or the one that Paul and Peter, that they healed. Act 3, and then the Act 14, the one that Paul healed. Notable miracles that everyone, even those who don't know Jesus, will tell the truth that we know this man. And that truly, it was like this, but right now, it's like this. You know why I said this? May this retreat be what will give birth to a generation. You guys, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
You are pioneering this movement.
Amen. Amen.
You know, there is a breeze of the anointing right now. It's a confirmation. God is touching our table right now. I will not go beyond this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you ready for what is happening in this retreat? I rest my case here. Tomorrow morning.
Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't leave me alone, oh God. Ah. Zizele kapaina kapaya na na.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.